morning, everyone! I see we have some amazing mustaches today. Happy Mustache Day! Hey, Timmy, can you tell us why we're celebrating Mustache Day?
Sure thing. Mustache March is a time when people grow mustaches to raise awareness for different causes and charity fundraisers. It's both fun and meaningful.
Affirmative. Today we're going to talk about how we can serve others, just like people do during Mustache March. Who here likes helping others?
Me, I do.
Wonderful. The Bible teaches us the importance of serving others. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "Serve one another humbly in love." Jesus also showed us many examples of serving others throughout his life.
Like when Jesus washed his disciples' feet to show them the importance of being humble and serving others?
That's right, Timmy. Jesus set a great example for us. And today, we're going to follow his example by finding ways to serve others in our community. So, Timmy, what's bothering you? You seem to have something on your mind.
Well, I want to help others, but I'm not sure how. I don't have a lot of money or special skills.
Well, you don't need money or special skills to serve others. Even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
But what if I can't think of anything helpful to do?
Let's brainstorm some ideas together then. How about helping a neighbor with their groceries? Or taking their garbage bin up to their driveway? Writing a kind note to someone who just needs some encouragement? Or even just listening to a friend who needs to talk?
I think I can do that. I can help Mrs. Johnson next door with her garden. And I can write a nice note for my friend Jacob, who's been feeling down lately.
Those are wonderful ideas. See, serving others doesn't have to be complicated. It's about showing love and care in everyday actions.
I can volunteer at the animal shelter with my parents.
Hey, Timmy, you seem to be struggling still.
Well, I really want to write a note for Jacob, but I'm not sure what to say.
How about we start with something simple? You can remind him that he's a good friend and that you're there for him. You can also share a Bible verse that might lift his spirits. How about 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11? It says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing."
That's a great idea. I'll write that in my note.
Now remember, everyone, serving others is about sharing God's love through our actions. Let's make a pledge today to find ways to serve others just like Jesus taught us.
Yes.
Fantastic. Let's bow our heads and pray for God to help us serve others with love and humility.
Dear God, help us to serve others with love and humility. Amen.
Now that we've made our pledge, let's think of more ways we can serve others throughout Mustache March. Remember, it's not just about wearing mustaches for fun, but also about making a big difference.
Can we organize a small fundraiser to help a local charity?
That's a fantastic idea, Timmy. We could hold a bake sale or a car wash and donate the proceeds to a cause we all care about.
We could also make care packages for people in need.
Those are all wonderful suggestions. Mustache March is a great opportunity to come together as a community and show our support for various causes. By serving others, we're not only raising awareness, but we're also spreading love and kindness.
I'm excited to start helping out. Maybe we can even inspire others to join us.
That's the spirit, Timmy. When we serve with a joyful heart, we inspire others to do the same. I'm so proud of the lot of you for coming with such wonderful ideas. Remember, it's not about the size of our actions, but the love and care we put into them that truly make the difference. Let's go out and make this Mustache March special by serving others and spreading joy. You all have the power to make a positive change, one small act of kindness at a time.